Hey everyone, it's story time with Aussie Dad, and today we're going to be reading the book Freely the Family Farm Fairy by Algernon. Alright, let's get started. Here on the family farm, friendly fairies focus fiercely on growing fine families. Using a signature mixture of ingredients, each fairy grows perfect families. The Family Farm Fairy Council oversees the farm and makes certain that each fairy uses the perfect blend of four special ingredients needed to create the perfect family. One part family trait, one part relative genes, one part family features, and one part love. With the sprinkling of fine family fairy dust and the whipping wave of a wondrous wand, friendly farm fairies create perfect families here at the family farm. Because of the special family ingredients, each family looks, behaves, and functions exactly the same. Every day, newly grown families leave the family farm and move into family-friendly homes all over the world. The Family Farm Fairy Council is very pleased with the fine families that are being produced fresh from the farm. One family farm fairy often stands out from all of the other fine family farm fairies. Her name is Freely. Freely is often teased by the other fairies for looking a little bit different. Freely enjoys working on the family farm and grows fine families frequently. Late one day, as Freely flies frantically following the other family farm fairies, she gets lost and cannot find her fairy way. She finds fresh figs and a free-flowing fountain. She eats the fresh figs and drinks from the free-flowing fountain. Then, as the sun begins to set and out comes the moon, Freely knows that she needs to find her way back home soon. Freely, the family farm fairy, flies frantically trying to find her way home. Now faint from flying fatigue, the frightened fairy comes across a grinning, greedy, green grasshopper and a fork in the road. Freely wonders if he can provide directions. "I am a family farm fairy, far too weak to fly, and I do not know which road to try. I'm much too weary to simply roam. Can you please help me find my home?" she asks.
"No need to pout nor be alarmed, for I know the way back to your farm. A simple route will get you there. But first there's something that you must share," he replies.
The grinning, greedy green grasshopper graciously offers directions to the little lost fairy. His price? One ingredient from a family farm fairy recipe. Freely agrees to give the grinning, greedy green grasshopper one ingredient from her fine family recipe. She still has three ingredients remaining. She then continues along the road as instructed by the grinning, greedy green grasshopper. Freely, the family farm fairy, is on her way back home. After walking for quite some time, finally, Freely, the family farm fairy, reaches another fork in the road. Here she meets a karate-kicking kangaroo king. Freely wonders if he can provide directions.
"I am a family farm fairy, far too weak to fly, and I do not know which road to try. I'm much too weary to simply roam. Can you please help me find my home?" she asks.
"No need to pout nor be alarmed, for I know the way back to your farm. A simple route will get you there, but first there's something that you must share," he replies.
The karate-kicking kangaroo king kindly offers to give Freely directions home in exchange for one ingredient from her family farm fairy recipe. Freely, the family farm fairy, agrees to give the karate-kicking kangaroo king one ingredient from her fine family recipe. She still has two ingredients remaining. She then continues along the road as instructed by the karate-kicking Kangaroo King. Freely, the family farm fairy is on her way back home. After walking for quite some time, finally, Freely, the family farm fairy reaches another fork in the road. Here she meets a wonderfully whimsical wise wolf. Freely wonders if he can provide directions.
I am a family farm fairy far too weak to fly, and I do not know which road to try. I'm much too weary to simply roam. Can you please help me find my home? She asks.
No need to pout nor be alarmed, for I know the way back to your farm. A simple route will get you there, but first there's something that you must share, he replies. The wonderfully whimsical wise wolf willfully offers her directions, but it will cost her one ingredient from her family farm fairy recipe.
Freely, the family farm fairy agrees to give the wonderfully whimsical wise wolf one ingredient from her fine family recipe. She now has only one ingredient left. She continues along the road as instructed by the wonderfully whimsical wise wolf. Freely, the family farm fairy is on her way back home. The sun rises early the next morning, and Freely finally rejoins the other family farm fairies. Telling no one of her overnight ordeal, Freely gets to work right away. How many families will she grow today? When Freely begins to create her families, she recalls that she only has one family fairy recipe ingredient remaining. If she doesn't create any families today, the Family Farm Fairy Council will know that she was lost and had to use her ingredients in exchange for directions back home. She might lose her fairy wings. She decides to create her families today using the one ingredient that she has left. By the end of the day, there is something very different about Freely's families. None of the family members look alike at all. In fact, they are all very much different indeed. The Family Farm Fairy Council notices this right away and requests to see Freely immediately. As Freely stands before the Family Farm Fairy Council, they ask her why she did not use the standard recipe required to formulate five families from Family Farm Fairy Recipe Regulated Requirements. Freely tells the council of her overnight ordeal and how she used most of her ingredients to pay for directions back home. Freely goes on to explain that the only ingredient she has remaining is love. All of the Family Farm Fairy Council members are furious. They forbid Freely from forming families for the rest of the day. The Council of Family Farm Fairies fears that if families don't look alike, family members will be confused and probably fail family functionality. The very next day, a few frantic family farm fairies fly from family-friendly towns and villages. They bring word to the Family Farm Fairy Council of their discovery. Back at the family farm, friendly fairies chatter about Freely's families that do not look alike and has the council in utter uproar. What will the council decide about Freely's families? Will she lose her wings for not using the four ingredient farm fairy family recipe? After observing all of the fresh families from Freely's fractional formula, the Family Farm Fairy Council finds fundamentally flawless families focused further on one common goal. They simply want love. It is this love that keeps Freely's families feeling full. Though they look different on the outside, the lingering love living within is wonderful. The Family Farm Fairy Council gives Freely a new title, First Family Fairy. Her new job is to teach all of the other friendly family farm fairies how to make the perfect family. The family farm fairies learn from Freely that sometimes families will look alike and sometimes they won't. All four of the fairy formulated family ingredients are still used to this very day. But the most important ingredient on the family farm that every fairy uses to grow each family is love. And that's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Just before I go, I just want to let everyone know that you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. Just type in Storytime with Aussie Dad and you'll find me there. And if you'd like to get your very own copy of this book, Freely the Family Farm Fairy by Algernon, you can type in the details in Amazon, purchase your very own copy, and read along with me. All right. Bye, everyone, and have an awesome week.